Things that only God can do. I love that. That's just such a beautiful reminder. That's what we want. We welcome the things that only God can do. We just want to welcome all the things that only God can do. You guys have met some of my friends, Pastor Young from South Korea. And then I wanted to tell you a story, so I got to go back to back. And the other is my dear friend Tito from Congo, he's a Congolese pastor. And I met with these guys back to back for coffee just a week ago or so. You know, I mean, I don't know, the media is not telling us actually what's all that's going on in Congo. But, you know, they're the second most persecuted nation on the earth, on the planet. And the first one is Nigeria. And isn't it interesting that we have relationships with Isaac Gimba in Nigeria and Tito from the Congo. But then my friend Young is from South Korea. So I'm having coffee and I'm meeting with them, and Tito is telling me stories of growing up and the prophecies and the words that they received, and even to the extent to knowing that he was going to be sent to Canada, that he was going to eventually be sent. Even as a young boy, he had this prophesied over him. But what strikes me is, and this is where the unusualness comes, and I'm not going to say a lot this morning, but I'm going to address a couple of things and a couple of you folks that are here. I just want to just say that these prophecies over Congo are so amazing. My spirit resonates with them fully. I believe that Congo is going to see something amazing by the hand of God. Only by the hand of God. There's no way. I mean, it looks so dark right now in Congo. And the other place is, right after that, I meet with Young. And Young is from South Korea. And he shares, he's got grandparents and family going back to North Korea before the split. And of the revivals that took place there in Korea. And of the prophecies that have been spoken. We had the Korean pastor here from South Korea. And at Charlie's church, we hosted it together. And he came and he was imprisoned in North Korea and told us stories of how God has promised. There's been prophetic words and promises of God that the doors will open, and that God is going to move powerfully in North Korea. He's not forgotten these people that are in these prisons. So in the title of my message this morning is and was to be, Posture Yourselves to Receive. Posture yourselves to receive. I kid my grandchildren, you know, when they're coming up to my birthday, I would say to them, I'd say, listen, you know what? It's okay, I'll come out and help you. Like when you arrive, I know you're gonna need some help carrying that present. You're just gonna need some help. I'm willing, I'm gonna come out. If we need to get more people, we will, but we'll carry my present together, okay? Well, as we posture ourselves to receive, I believe that the word of the Lord is, just before, oh my goodness, I was gonna start off this morning by asking you, like, what aspects of God's nature do you love? Like, what is it about God you love? Or how would you describe God in one word? And we don't have time to do that, but just think in your own mind, in your own heart, if you had to do that, you had to pop up right now and just say in one word or a very short sentence, what God is like, what are his characteristics, what is he showing himself to you to be like? And you would come up with, you'd say a lot, there's so much about the nature of God and the multifaceted goodness and love and preciousness of God. I mean, you could touch on so many aspects. But one of the aspects that I love is his giving nature. You know, one of the most famous scriptures all around the world, people know, one of the most recognized scriptures is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave. That's his nature. He's a giving God. He is incredibly generous. He's incredibly generous. So I believe that the word of the Lord is that we need to posture ourselves to receive. We need to be good givers, and many of you are great givers, but not so much on the receiving side. And we need to posture ourselves. I want to encourage you to posture yourself even when you go to sleep. Posture yourself to receive from God. God, what is it that you're going to give me tonight? You know, what dreams, what things, what thoughts are going to, you know, and even waking up, I was like, you know, first thoughts are interesting as well, right? So pay attention, but be a good receiver. In Nehemiah chapter 9, I mentioned this passage last week, but 77 times the references to God, what only God can do and what only God has done. 77 times in one chapter, Nehemiah 9. And I love that because it washes over you with thoughts that are not about ourselves. They're not about what we can do or about how we can achieve things, but in fact what God is doing and what he will do. And this is where we can posture ourselves to receive. I want you to know that there's more for you. I love all your young people. You guys here today, I love everybody that's here today. Every single person, I just think you're here. There's no accident. You're here and God wants you to receive. There's something that he wants you to receive. If you've never received Jesus, then he wants you to receive Jesus for the first time. If you've never known the forgiveness of sins, he wants you to receive that so that you can know the forgiveness of sins, that you can know the lightness of heart that only Jesus can bring. If you're here this morning, your waters are troubled, he wants to come as the Prince of Peace and reveal. He wants you to receive his peace. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you." He spoke to the storm, "Be still. You know, waves, be still." Nobody has authority like Jesus. There's no authority. And that's why to this day, I'm more and more disgusted every time I hear the name of Jesus being used as a blasphemous word. It's not going away. I mean, you can't even get a modern film where they don't use the name of Jesus. Like, I mean, what's with that? You know, there's something very spiritual going on with that. Okay. You got to understand that that's not coincidental. It's spiritual. To make this name such a common name, such a blasphemous name. But it is the name that holds the most power in the entire universe. In the entire universe. And Nehemiah reminds us of that. So I want to just encourage us this morning to posture ourselves to receive. And I just want to go through. I want to give you some scripture. I want to wash over you. Just sprinkle some scripture over us for the next few minutes. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 7 says this. And what do you have that you did not receive? But if you did receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? One of the most beautiful thoughts that I have in my life is when I recognize that what I have, when there's beauty that comes out of my life, when something happens and there's when there's a word of wisdom, when Joel has a word of wisdom, to recognize that as nice a guy as Joel is, you know, that he didn't get that, you know, he didn't come up with that. A gift is something we receive. It's something we receive. It is not earned. And God is a giver of good gifts. So what do you have that you did not receive? Absolutely nothing. But if you did receive it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? I was thinking about the graces upon people's life. I thought of you, Viola. I did earlier this morning. I told you I was thinking about you and the grace upon your life. You can't take credit for that. I'm sorry to say. You know, you've just been the recipient of an amazing grace in your life. You walk with that grace. Keith, you just can't take credit for all that work that's out there. You know, all that woodworking that's in so many of our homes. You know, he's sprinkled all over our homes. You know, it is the grace of God imparted. I say to my son, you know, he gets into a job and he thinks with his hands. I don't know where he got that, but he didn't get it from me. It wasn't taught. It wasn't, you know, it's something that God gave him. It's a gift that he received and is using it for the glory of God. I had a whole list here. Graham, I had you down here. I had the grace of administration. I mean, it is like, you are good. I mean, there's some, maybe you could say there's some natural ability. Where's Graham? Over there. There's some natural ability. You can say that, but there is a grace to administer. And that's something, I'm sorry, but you can't take credit for that either. Okay, so I had more here, but let me keep going. James 1:17 says, every good thing bestowed and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. Wow, he wants to give you good gifts. He wants to bestow on us good gifts. John 1, he came to his own did not receive him. But to as many as received him, he gave the right to become children of God. This is so beautiful. If you have not received him, receive him. Don't leave here today without receiving Jesus. I mean, if you've not received him. And if you've received him, don't leave without receiving more. Don't leave without receiving more. And let me just give you some scriptures. Let the scriptures speak to us this morning. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? I never want to stop asking for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. And you know, there's a reason why that comparison is there. It's not an arbitrary comparison, you know? My wife was never drunk. I mean, she was raised in a nice Mennonite family. She didn't know what alcohol was, you know? But she knows what it is to be touched by the Spirit of God and to have the power of God come upon her. Acts 1:8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost, remotest parts of the earth. Matthew 10:8 says, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give, freely give. And when he said this in John 20, verse 21, he said this, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. I'm believing right now, and everyone who's got faith in this room right now, believe with me for the receiving right now, that God is pouring out, that that's his heart, that we would simply posture ourselves to receive. He's the giver. He is a good giver. Many of us didn't have fathers that were really good in the area of giving. I'll just say that right out. They didn't master that art of giving, you know. And I want to tell you right now, there's a Heavenly Father that each one of us has through Jesus Christ that is an incredibly generous giver. You know, in fact, I love the scripture that says that thoughts outnumber the sand on the seashore. That's one of my favorites. So I think those that prophesy, I think that's wonderful, but I think we can all prophesy. I think what it is that we are tapping into the thoughts of heaven. That's all we're doing. If we're listening and we get the thoughts of heaven, we can just give them to one another. You know, just give them to one another. You guys are so precious. I loved what was spoken over you this morning. And I just think if anything you hear this morning, receive Jesus. Just receive him and receive him and receive him. And let him do everything that he wants to do. And you're going to discover the incredible generosity of God. You're going to see facets of God that your generation needs to see. They need to see this generous God. A couple more scriptures. If you lack wisdom, ask God, he gives generously. I love this about God. He gives generously. Ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Isaiah 40 verse 31, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with eagle's wings. They will receive. They will receive. They'll be tired. They'll receive. They will walk and not become weary. 1 Corinthians 12:7. But to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. And I think this is where I want to end. If the worship team could come back up, I want to mention two aspects of this receiving. One is the aspect of giving and how the Bible says freely you've received, freely give. And so as we posture ourselves to be good receivers, we're going to be good givers. We're going to just naturally be good givers. And that posture of receiving, I had a Bible college professor, actually, who's the president of our Bible college, says you cannot outgive God. I mean, I challenge you to try, you know, but you just cannot outgive God. And it doesn't make sense. Doesn't make C-N-T-S. You cannot outgive God. He can come from the left, the right. I remember waking up one morning, you know, I was just a young person traveling through South America, and I looked under my pillow. You know, I was so anticipating. I had this anticipation because I had need of something. It was just as simple as a pair of shoes, and I had need of them. And I woke up that morning, I felt I had the promise of God for these shoes, and I looked under my pillow, and they weren't there. So, and I felt so bad, I wasn't going to go for breakfast. But when I went down for breakfast, a fellow turned to me in line. I mean, it was a long line, and he's in front of me, and he turns to me and says, would you like these shoes? Like, you can't make this stuff up, you know? So, but my father was one of my dearest friends. In the generosity and in the heart of God, I was given 2 years with my dad at the end of his life. 2 years. I felt lavished on. I did. I felt lavished on by an earthly dad that I never felt before, you know. But mostly it was like my Heavenly Father gave me the gift of this relationship these last 2 years of his life. And I'll forever be grateful to my Heavenly Father and my earthly father for that time. I want to end on just with a scripture because this is good. Yeah, this is good. I'll end with this scripture. This is a good one. This is, find it here, Romans 5. Let's see. And not only this, but we also celebrate in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have received the reconciliation. So this is what we have received, the reconciliation. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God. This is another translation. We can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us to be friends of God. To be friends of God. And so I want to just pray and end with the prayer that the Moravians prayed as they sold themselves into slavery. They believed in this stuff so much that they wanted to give away what they had received. They wanted to so give away the life that they had received. Their prayer was, may the Lamb who was slain receive the reward of his suffering. And you guys in the front row and you guys in the back row, you're part of the reward of his suffering, purchased by him in order that you might receive him and all the gifts and blessing that he wants to bring to you. And then the giving begins. The giving begins. And another aspect we're not going to touch on right now, but is the aspect of gratitude. Gratitude is such a key. If you'll get the first two, if you'll get the receiving and the giving flowing, then gratitude just comes naturally. And gratitude is, it becomes atmosphere in which you live in. And it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. So let's be grateful together and worship. Thank you.